K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Who is me?
Well, I haven't yet. Who is okay. I'm kidding. What's your name?
Hey, sorry. This is Eric from Yellow Springs.
Hi, Eric. Well, see, Yellow Springs, it explains why he's so free.
Oh, they're always fun people, aren't they?
They are. Do you know Dave Chappelle?
Not personally. But
okay. Let's not do that again. Remember, remember the last guy that claimed he knew Dave Chappelle?
I did. What's up, E?
Well, I heard you guys were the date fixers, and I need a date of fixin', so let's see what we can do together.
Date of fixin', Woody.
Date of fixin'. Well, tell us who she is, where you went, what happened.
Well, her name is Mandy. She's from Cedarville, and it's nothing super romantic or unique, but we met online and spent about like 2 weeks texting back and forth, just kind of getting to know each other, and eventually we agreed to go out on a date. And I'm a fancy guy, so I took her to the Texas Roadhouse over in Beaver Creek, and I thought it was a really nice date. You know, like, we had some good conversation. It was free-flowing. I had easily the best steak I've ever eaten in my entire life, so I enjoyed myself, but obviously I'm here talking to you guys because she has not returned even a single text, and I just want to know what I did.
Woody's eyes are shining because he's so hungry now.
Mouth is drooling.
So we got to call this lady, right?
Yes, I mean, obviously you would need to do it because she's not returning anything I'm sending to her.
Let me clarify this. You guys ate and then she just left, right?
No, I thought the date was going really well, but it kind of ended weird and abruptly because I was still in the middle of eating my dessert, and she dropped this, like, really big tip on the table for our servers and just left without saying goodbye.
Well, maybe we should give her a call then, Nancy.
I think that's true.
Give us about 10 minutes, okay, Eric? We'll call Mandy up.
I appreciate it.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, so, Eric, you guys went to Texas Roadhouse, and the date went fine up until the end. Is that what you were saying, right?
Yeah, I thought it was going completely fine, but, you know, in the middle of me having dessert, she dropped a bunch of money on the table and left and didn't say goodbye, and I don't know why, and here we are.
Should we give her a call right now?
I think so.
Be real quiet, okay, Eric?
All right.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mandy?
Yes, who's this?
Mandy, this is Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're fine. You sound like you're familiar with us.
Yeah, I listen all the time. I can't believe you're calling me.
Well, you know, Woody and I are both from South Charleston, which is right down the road from Cedarville.
Yeah, so close by. Oh, my gosh.
Straight down 42.
I know, exactly. Hey, we're calling for a reason.
Yes, okay.
You're familiar with us, you're familiar with the station, so do you know why we would be calling you at this time of day?
Oh my gosh, no.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Yeah, Eric. Okay, so he told us you guys went to Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Woody was dying because he loves it. He said you had a good meal, and then you leave, like, which is pretty cool, an awesome tip, and then you ghost.
Didn't even say bye.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, this guy. All right. Yeah, that's not what it was.
Do tell.
Okay. So I can't believe this. Okay, so it was a fine date. Like, it was fine. Not the best, but it was fine. But, like, he wanted to, like, split the bill, and to me that didn't really seem fair. He had, like, 4 drinks. He had, like, I think 1 or 2 appetizers, a soup, I think a porterhouse, and, like, dessert. And I had just ordered a salad and a water. Like, I didn't even order anything. And he's like, we should split the bill.
What?
And I'm like, right? And I was like, no, like, I'm not going to do that. He's like, well, I'm a modern man. You know, I'm all for equality. And, you know, this is why we should split the bill. Like, something about feminism. I don't know. You're making no sense. And I'm like, you ordered, like, everything on the menu. Like, he even ordered, like, this side kicker of shrimp to his steak. Like, he ordered, like, he was, like.
Boy was,
like,
throwing down.
Like, everything. Daddy hungry.
He was.
Now, listen.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, okay. I hate it. Now, it seems to happen to women more, but when you go out with your girlfriends and they try to pull that crap on you, I call them out. Yes. Like, no, girl, you had 2 margaritas.
I'm not paying for either of those.
No.
Yeah, so the bill was like $110, which is like a lot. You know, I get nervous on first dates.
Yes.
So I just order like a small side salad. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to eat too much. I get very anxious. So like, I knew like what I ordered. Like, I know how much it costs. You know, I wasn't about to pay $60 plus like another $10 tip for a side salad.
So like, what was the deal with your big tip then?
Well, I was like, not going to argue with the guy. And I was just like, you know, this isn't right. And I was like, you know what? I just took out like my portion. I left like $20 and I just left because I'm like, this is crazy.
First of all, that wasn't a tip. You stuck me with the bill. And yes, I am a modern man. I believe in feminism. I saw the Barbie movie. You should see it too. I understand that equality is what we should be striving for. And frankly, I'm disappointed that you don't think the same.
Dude, you got a buffet.
I know. You ordered, like she said, everything
Come
off the
on.
Menu.
How is that equal?
You guys are acting like I had an entire buffet. It wasn't that insane. I had like four drinks, like an appetizer, soup, porterhouse steak, side kicker shrimp, and some dessert. Like that's
okay. Hold on a second. You had two appetizers. I don't even know how someone eats that much, but you had two appetizers, not just one.
Okay, I ordered two because there's two of us. I figured you could jump in on it, but you, for whatever reason,
I didn't want to.
I did not
want to jump in on it. You did not ask me if I wanted to jump in. You just said I'll have. Even if I had attempted to order food or eat some of that food, you were eating it so fast that I was afraid you would bite my hand off.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You don't like it when I'm a feminist and I believe in equality. You don't like it when I'm like the forward male who's ordering for you. So I'm just hearing that I can't win in this situation.
That's not equality, though. You had like a $80 bill while she had a $10 bill.
If she wanted, she could have ordered more to make it more equal. But it's not my fault that all she wanted was a little side salad and water because she was nervous around me for some reason.
Honestly, who eats a half slab of ribs for an appetizer anyway? I don't get it.
Okay, personally, I feel like I'm being body shamed right now for having a healthy appetite, and I really don't appreciate that. So besides being a misogynist with internalized feelings of regret about your own gender, I also feel like you're also attacking me for my body. So honestly, before you even make the decision, I'm going to say I'm not interested in a second date right now.
Nobody's body shaming you either. We don't care how much you ate. We don't even know what you look like. The only thing we are upset about, and so is Mandy, is that you tried to make her pay $50, $60 more than she needed to.
All right, look, if you want equality, this is how you get equality. But it's not my fault that you're holding your own self back.
I think now you guys understand why I just left money and left.
Yeah.
Pretty obvious at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, but, well, we got to make the offer, Woody.
Yes,
Let's
we do.
Let's get it over with.
What we do here on Second Date, we can provide you guys the company limo and some movie passes, $150 gift card to dinner, right, Nancy?
You have to say yes, though, both of you, right now.
No. No, thank you. No.
Yeah, I'm not really interested either.
Well, neither are we.
This all works all out,
right.
Then. Let's all go our separate ways.
The K99.1 FM 730
Second Date Update.